Blog Talk Radio.
Possible by the following sponsors.
Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call at 630-355-6240 and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. Your first dance lesson is absolutely free. I'm paying for everybody's first dance lesson. Yeah, and my child's education, college education. No problem. I'm kidding. First dance lesson is free. Thank you to Arthur Murray for that and all my listeners that want to join me on the dance floor. This is so much fun. Go check out Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they won Small Business of the Year recently. Congratulations to Bricconi's, some of the best dining in the Southwest suburbs, and I have to say, my absolute favorite pizza. Go check out the Bricconi special. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Go check out Bricconi's.com. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteakhouse.com. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. NaperSettlement.org. Check out Maple Sugaring Spring Fever coming Saturday, March 12th and Sunday, March 13th. That's actually this weekend, guys. Have you ever seen them pull maple from a tree before? It's really cool. Very, very cool. Go check it out at NaperSettlement.org. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And if you do mention the Donnie McCarthy Show, you get something free. We're all about the free stuff on this show. I think it's free installation. I could be wrong. It might be free quote. No, I'm kidding. Free installation courtesy of the Dolly McCarthy Show. And finally, Naperville. Oh, no, not finally. Sorry. One more. A couple more sponsors. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Is purchasing or refinancing your home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call. Homebridge Financial Services, 630-404-4272 to get started today. You know, he's on the show like every other week, it seems like. Ronnie Bielsis is in the house, everybody. Ronnie Bielsis, you know, he performs. We got. I don't even want to start talking about who's in the studio right now because I won't get through all my sponsors. But I have to say, Ronnie Bielsis, yep, he's back in the house. Don't go away. You're going to hear some of him and some of his music and singing and all that crazy stuff he brings with him. You should see what he's wearing right now. You guys take a picture of him. Somebody put a picture on Facebook so that everybody can see what this man is wearing. Ronnie Bielsis, he does weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, bat and bar mitzvahs, and you know his favorite thing to do is pool parties. I wonder why. You know, if you need some entertainment, some fun entertainment at a party, call Ronnie B. My friend Ronnie Bielsis. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you get 10% off the fee. Hey, you know what? What is this? We're all about the free stuff, Ronnie. How about a free show? Oh, we give us free shows here. This is great. Call Ronnie Bielsis. Sure, yeah, you want to throw out your number? Oh, maybe not, because your phone will start ringing right now.
That's all right.
We don't want to distract you.
847-693-1045. How y'all doing out there?
Thank you, Ronnie. Okay, are you guys dreaming of a tropical retreat for spring break? You know spring break is right around the corner. Three more weeks to go. I'll have to tell you about this little villa that I stayed at Hacienda de la Cruz. Check out www.HaciendaDelaCruzLosCabos. You have to check it out. It is an unforgettable villa right on the Sea of Cortez. Oh, my God, this is just amazing. The views from this villa are just outstanding. And it comes with your own personal butler. Yeah, look at Ronnie. Yeah, I am. I'm telling you, this is paradise on earth. It really is. And you have to check it out. Go check out their website. And if you're looking for a place to go for spring break, check this place out. And you'll look at the price. You go, Dolly, how am I going to afford it? It's a house. There's three bedrooms, each with their own bath. There's a fireplace in the courtyard. There's its own pool, jacuzzi, views that are just amazing, sunrise, sunsets. You never have to leave this villa. I went as a guest, thank you, to the owners of this beautiful Hacienda de la Cruz. And if you go with a group of people, it's very affordable. And you have this guy Hector, the protector, they call him Hector. He was my protector. He took me everywhere, and we just enjoyed Cabo. I didn't have a care or worry in the world. This all comes with the price, folks. So check out Hacienda de la Cruz Los Cabos. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. You can look at my pictures on Facebook. They're just amazing. It is a place that I would love to go every year. So I just got to do a little plug. Thank you for having me at Hacienda de la Cruz. It was a great time. Hey, we're going to be road tripping with Matt Weber pretty soon from Clark's Car Care. Yep, Clark's Car. And you wonder, how did he come up with the name Clark's Car Care? Why wouldn't it be called Weber Car Care? We're going to ask him about that. He's going to be on the show today. Matt is back. I love he's got his nice little brown UPS-like T-shirt, only it's Clark's Car Care on there. It's so cute. Remember we went, Matt is, he and I are dear friends. We go back quite a few years, not too long. He's more of a newer friend, 5 years. Matt, we go back. And we did a weekend in with all of our friends in all of our friends. Remember that, Matt, in Lake Geneva? And
what
we dressed
Lake
up.
Geneva stays in Lake Geneva.
I know, but we did dress up as UPS servers. Wasn't that hilarious? And we were in the bars. I was wearing a UPS outfit. I think you were too, Matt. People were like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, we just got off work." It was just hilarious. You had to be there, okay? I digress. But you know, that's just a memory that popped in my head looking at that brown shirt that you're wearing. That was just such a funny weekend. Okay, Clark's Car Care. Check out clarkscarcare.com. Service you'll swear by, not at. And don't you say something else? Happy cars, happy people. Happy what?
Happy cars, happy owners.
Get in the mic. Move.
Happy cars, happy owners.
There we go. Well, thanks to Clark's Car Care for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. And you know what? We're all about the free stuff on this show. And Matt's got with him a bunch of free...
free oil changes.
Oh, yes.
Power in, too.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend just had her oil change. And I said, how much did you pay for that oil change? $115. You've got to be kidding me. You got to go over to Clark's Car Care. And I gave her a free oil change. And she doesn't have a foreign car.
European
car. Foreign, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't. So she'll be in there to see you. You can't be European, right? That was sad when I had a Mercedes and I got rid of it. Cause
that's true.
I upgraded to a Nissan. I upgraded to a Nissan Altima after my Mercedes. I do love the way this Altima rides. I should do a commercial for them. Okay, do you know what, guys? We've got so much jam-packed on the show. But first and foremost, I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I didn't even get to some of the, I'm also thrown off today. It's just such a big jam-packed day. Do you know why? Hold on. Let me just get things in order here.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Okay. Do you know what today is? Okay, all right. It's my birthday, yes. We'll get that out of the way. I'm not going to tell you what age, though. It's my birthday, and I've invited some very special guests in the studio today, people that have been listening to the show. Pat, my number one doll face since the show started, right? I think so.
Happy birthday, Dolly.
Thank you, Pat. Pat, thanks for my birthday cake. She made me my favorite chocolate. I mean, that looks like chocolate. Yes, thank you, Pat.
You are going to be on a chocolate high.
That's okay. It's my I'm going to be on a high all day today. But more importantly than that is this is the 3-year anniversary of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, yeah.
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 Happy anniversary.
Thank you, guys. Oh, I love having a live studio audience. And speaking of audience, my kids are here today. We're ditching school. How cool is that, girls? Jimmy's away at college. They're in the back. Thumbs up. Yeah. So they're off school today. Because it's mom's birthday, and of course, what do moms do? We got to work, us working moms. We got to work. Can't take the day off. We got to keep forging ahead. So I'm taking a half day tomorrow. We're going to go over to the St. Ferdinand Fish Fry over on the northwest side of Chicago. And do you know that night, tomorrow night, is there a St. Joseph's table too?
Yeah.
Bonus, we're going to have like fish, and we're just going to be pigging out on all the sweet table stuff. I'm looking forward to that, indulging in that. So, but today, you got to work. So I thought I'd take the kids out of school. They're happy. They're here with me in the studio. How perfect is that? I love it. I'm so thrilled to have Tony Ocean in the house, too.
Yeah.
I'm screaming in there.
Good.
Did I hurt your
ears?
Good
morning. Happy birthday, Dolly.
You guys are – thank you, Tony. Tony was here. I was so thrilled. We had this – Pat, you were here. Right before Christmas, Tony and I were singing a duet. Remember that, Tony?
Baby's Grill Outside. Yeah, it was great.
You were amazing. Well, I don't know about myself too much, but you were amazing.
No, you did a great job, man.
He guided me. He held my hand through that. That was so much. That was probably one of the highlights on the show in the last 3 years.
Thank you.
Really, it was just a thrill to sing with Tony. A Chicago legend, been singing. You know, Chicago has few singers that have been singing consistently for years and years and years, and that's one of the voices that you can hear radiate off the lake, you know?
When he's not doing his own stuff, he's the best, the most fabulous Dean Martin, Dino in the whole world.
Yes.
And I've been out in Vegas and I've heard him
thank
all.
Thank you, Ronnie.
This guy can do it.
All right, Elvis. Thank you, Ronnie.
Credit
thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Long career in Chicago.
He's got his own thing going, too, you know, when it comes to the 60s.
Yeah. And I love it. Tony, are you from originally the what part of Chicago? Well, I know you're from out of state, right? Originally?
I was born in Italy. And we moved to New York for a few years. And then we moved to Elmwood Park. Now I'm in Schaumburg.
Yeah. Elmwood Park. See, I love it. I went to Mother Guerin down the street.
Okay.
And
sure.
So, you know, when I was growing up, me and Tony, you're not that much older than me, but, you know, all the festivals around Guerin, all those summers, you know, Tony was singing and, you know, I'd be running around eating my Italian ice and a slice of pizza and hearing Tony Osha in the background. So what I'm starting to say is I got a Chicago legend in the house, and I'm thrilled to have him. Thank you, Tony, for coming.
Thank you. Right, thank you.
And speaking of Chicago, you know I love my Chicago Cubs. I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan.
Woo, woo, woo.
And how many days until opening night, I should say? Isn't it a night game?
24. Who's counting?
Who's that voice? Robbie Gold is in the house, the official Chicago Cubs pregame entertainment.
Thank you, Robbie.
He is here. Robbie's been on the
show. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Robbie, a couple times. I can't see you because I've got this monitor here.
Blocked.
I love Robbie Gold. You guys have heard his voice many times on the show. Does this sound familiar?
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Smooth.
I appreciate it.
I love it. Speaking the truth, all about the truth. I'm kidding. Yeah. I don't know about the greatest gal, but, you know, maybe on WCKG right now. But I got to do a shout out and welcome everybody listening to the show. The Dolly McCarthy Show started out on Blog Talk Radio 3 years ago, and it quickly then spread to Toueyville Internet Radio. WCKG picked it up 1530 a.m., and now on Rivet Radio for the last 6 months, Rivet Radio in Chicago. And then now I'm pleased to announce lots more to come, guys. But this week I can officially tell you and say and welcome and say hello to my new listeners on 1010 News Talk. Thank you guys so much for welcoming me and my show on your airwaves. And I'm thrilled to have you. So please reach out to me, all those new listeners on 1010 News Talk and all the new ones on Rivet Radio. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. We like it. This show is all about good things, good news, good guests, and I always promise you at least one good laugh. We've had one at least already, right? So celebrating 3 years, celebrating a birthday. Oh, my goodness. Pat Lanzini, my number one Dow face, brought some homemade pasta. Pat, what is this pasta called?
Arricotti. I think I'm saying it correctly. But it's with my mother-in-law and my husband's cousin, Cugine, is from Santana, Italy. And so yesterday she showed me the true Santana way on how to make the sauce, which they call sugo.
Really?
How you get sugo out of sauce? I don't know.
That is true. That's meat sauce, right?
Yeah,
that's the best.
Is that what it's called, Tony?
Yeah, sugo. Well, it depends. See, I'm a northern Italian. That's how you would say it, sugo. So that's you got the north. You got the meat pasta instead of the red
marinara.
Sauce, the marinara sauce.
Marinara. In my family,
marinara.
We just call it spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti
sauce. We're the color. We're Calabrese. We just call it the spaghetti sauce. We don't call it gravy. We don't call it red sauce. It's spaghetti sauce. And it always was a pop. Open up that can or jar of ragu.
After this, you will never look at ragu.
You know what?
Ragu again.
You know what?
God,
I don't eat the ragu anymore. But when I was growing up, it was good enough for me. You know.
You got to boil those tomatoes down, baby.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Oh, Pat, this is so good.
Was
I wish you all
had beef, veal, pork, and it's called sweet sausage, which is from. If I give a shout out to you in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Sweet sausage from Poetas Market. I grew up in Chicago. I had sausage my whole life. I've never had sausage like this until I was in Highwood, and I've never gone back. So
really?
It is really good.
What's the name of that place again? I love good things.
Poetas. Over in Highwood.
I thought you said Paredes. I grew up eating Paredes pizza on the northwest side of Chicago. I don't know whatever happened to those folks, but
they're still there.
I still think the Paredes pizza?
Yeah, they're still there.
Still there? No,
I think the place is still there,
Central?
I thought.
No, not Paredes. Oh, it's a banquet hall now. They don't have
place.
It. Huh?
It's a small place,
huh? See what happens when you get a bunch of Italians in the same room together?
I swear, are we all Italian here except Robbie?
No.
Robbie's like, what about me?
No,
I love you, Robbie.
I'm happy to just be listening to this great show.
Robbie, you've sung the national anthem at Wrigley Field,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did it a couple of times, once for a Cubs game and then for like a couple of events.
Yeah. This guy's voice.
Oh.
I mean, oh, everybody in the house.
It's out of my comfort zone.
Thank you all so much for coming in, first of all, and celebrating 3 years, more than 450 guests. I can't believe I've talked that much. 450 guests, about a little over 150 shows. It's not much, but it's a start, you know? That's what I say. So I'm just so thrilled that you have all of my new listeners on the show, and we're going to keep it going. More good things to come. You know, who says you can't have a show with good news? We don't really like to talk about negative stuff. But we tackle some hard, we have some, you know, we talk about drugs and problems of society, but then we try to come up with a solution and find the bright side of things. That's what the show is all about. I invite you all to comment or like the Dolly McCarthy Show. Oh, you can always comment. I love comments. Like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and Twitter. And enough of that. Okay, we've gotten through the sponsors, and I hope I've been welcomed everybody. Yes, I did, right? Everybody's here. And the kids, Shelly, Rachel, Caitlin, and Molly, shout out to my son Jimmy, who's listening at the University of Wyoming. I am so blessed and thrilled that I can be with my kids today. The school's called me on the way in. Where are your kids? Well, they're going to spend the day with Mom.
Twilight
Zone. Yeah. Last weekend, I went to a couple things before we start getting into the good stuff. Okay, guys, hang in there with me. I've got a couple announcements that I got to do a shout out and thank all of my listeners and supporters of the show for donating, like Chocolate, Chicagoland Aviation, Top Golf in Naperville, iFly. Let's see, who am I hope I'm not missing anybody. Tyler Nelson from Bliss Catering. You guys all are amazing people for donating to the Dolly McCarthy Show package, the live auction package for Tri-City Family Services in Cosa-Kane County this past weekend. We raised over $3,000 for Cosa-Kane County in one evening.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, and grand total, Cosa made a ton. But we wouldn't have been able to do this without you guys. And you know how near and dear to my heart Cosa-Kane County, all Casas across the country are. They're advocacy groups for children under the juvenile court system. We've got to protect our children, and we have to be their voice. And we are the adults here. We have to protect them and make sure that they're being taken care of and their best interests are being known to the judges in the judicial system. And Tri-City Family Services for providing counseling and strengthening people and building confidences and building community. Can't say enough great things about Tri-City Family Services. Their gala is coming up next month. Hopefully y'all can still come out. I think tickets are still available. I think over 500 people are already coming to that. The Dolly McCarthy Show is very proud to sponsor the Naperville Pancreatic Cancer Walk 2016. This is coming up July 24th in Naperville on the Riverwalk. Come and raise money and help us fight pancreatic cancer. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this. Please join us. Check out their website, pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org, or you can call 866-789-1000. Another event. I'm getting all this out of the way, guys, because we're trying to start having a party here. A couple more things. These are really important. I want to get them out before we lose track of time with all of these fine folks in the studio. Am I being a Debbie Downer? Am I being too? Good. I want to make sure.
It's a big episode.
Okay, this is important because I know there's a lot of listeners for this show, a lot more, and we've got all this 1010 news talk on all these listeners here. These are really important things that I try to stress on the Dolly McCarthy Show. We support non-for-profits in the community. If you're part of a non-for-profit, know of one, volunteer or support one, and I haven't begun to tip, what do they say that, tip the iceberg?
There you go.
Chip the iceberg on that.
Chip the iceberg.
Chip the ice on that. You know, really, I want to hear from you. I really want to hear from you because we like to highlight non-for-profits in every show, including having, great singers, musicians, and entertainers on the show like Tony Ocean and Ronnie B. Elvis and my doll face, Pat Lanzini, who's been on the show, Robbie Gold, and Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care that support this show. Keep it going so we can continue to highlight Chicago's finest non-for-profits. Chicago is a city with the biggest heart. I'm telling you, you tell people to come out and support. I mean, Tony, I see your posts too, and Ronnie, you're always doing stuff for charity. Pat, I see you making pasta at 3 in the morning for charity. Aren't you doing something coming up this weekend in your community, pasta dinner?
It's going to be March 19th at St. James Church, and it's made by good old Italian women. Come on by. It's $7 a plate.
Oh, my God. Is it going to be your homemade pasta? Because this stuff that you made, what is this called? It's like oak, what is it?
Orangetti?
Yeah, something like, yeah, that's it. Orangetti. Tony Ocean would know.
Orangetti, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
listen
right,
to
right.
that. I love that.
Orangetti, there you go.
You know, I had a, my uncles, Tony, you so remind me, not because you're older than me, I'm kidding. I'm just saying, you remind me so much of my uncles, the way they talk, or, you know, the little accent, I love it. So anyway,
I'm waiting for his hand to start going like this.
I want to thank all my sponsors of this show, because you keep this show going and we continue to spread the good news. For example, Habitat for Humanity of Northern Fox Valley has reached out to me, and we've already got over 300 women that have signed up since we agreed to be a sponsor of this event that have signed up to do the Women Build for Habitat for Humanity's program. This is a program that women are going to come out Tuesday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 8th, and we're going to build houses in Elgin reading the notes really quick here. This is a group. This is a event, the week long event for women to learn construction skills, which I'm happy to do. Build homes and communities. And I thought it would tell me specifically. I'm reading the notes really quickly here. I thought it would tell me specifically who the houses that we're building will go to, but I don't think they know just yet. So I'm excited about that. So
don't
thank
hurt
you.
Yourself, no.
Thank you for all those women that have already signed up for this. I will be there. I can't wait. If you're interested in learning more or being a volunteer, I think you have to be a woman. That's the only thing. Sorry, Matt. Nope. I know Matt. Matt always, this week, someone, you know, what's the group, the Emma Charity Ride that you volunteer?
Yes.
Tell us about
it. Yes, at Hawthorne's Barbecue or Hawthorne's Restaurant up in Chicago there.
Yeah. Well, it's called Emma's Ride. You don't, Matt's like, he sees that post on my face. He donated a bunch of free oil changes. You know, this is why I continue to do what I do. Oh, Habitat for Humanity, Northern Fox Valley. Can I say Valley? Valley. Hello, start my ear. So, you know, it's just amazing what my listeners are moved to do on this show. Just got to bring in the information. And finally, celebrating 25 years, Maze Lake Ministries is having a concert with Grammy-nominated artist Sarah Hart. This is Friday, March 11th. That's actually tomorrow, guys, at 7 o'clock. At St. Joan of Arc Church in Lisle. I wonder if they're going to have a fish fry there, too. She didn't tell me. But my dad grew up. When growing up, my dad would go to Maze Lakes Ministries for retreats, father of 14. And that was his only weekend away, get a break from all us kids. And he would go to Maze Lake. So I'm a huge supporter of Maze Lake because when my dad came back, he was a much nicer person. And he brought us back nice, big chocolate candy bars, you know, those world's finest chocolates, the greatest chocolates or whatever. They were huge back then. Now they're like a quarter of the size. Yeah. We don't know what happened.
Box of those things,
oh, my dad would bring him a box. I was like, oh, Dad, you should go on a retreat more often. Get out of that. No, we love that man. He was a great man. So, okay, we've got a lot of surprises for you, a lot of good things. But Love and Money sent me something, and I'm just going to play it for you here.
Dolly McCarthy, a happy birthday. Everybody help us sing. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
I think we're supposed to sing it. Thank you so much, Love and Money. You may recognize them. I play this one from them a lot. So.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you, guys. Love and Money. I love you. Okay. Well, oh, thank you, Ronnie. Ronnie B. Elvis is in the house. He just gave me an Elvis scarf. I love this color.
I've got something else for you.
What's that?
Uh-oh. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, my God. Taking care of business?
No. Let me explain.
Is that what this is?
No, you got to
get on the mic.
Well, yeah. Oh. Can I use that mic?
Yeah, use this mic. Go ahead.
All right, with this, no. This is taking, I've got to take care of business. Okay, Elvis used to give all of his guys in his entourage taking care of business. And now the ladies, which were close to him, he gave tender, loving care.
Oh,
that's what that is. That's tender, loving care.
Okay, here, wait.
That's
for you.
Very nice.
Wait, do I think I need to take off my headphones?
No,
okay,
no,
one
no.
second.
Well, I don't know.
We're going to have dead air for a moment. Someone sing.
Wait, Ronnie.
You put it on, baby.
Ah! Oh, yeah, maybe I should do this. This is tricky. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you so much. Well, thank you very much. I love this. I love it. Yeah. Like
kind
in my garden.
Elvis and the guys taking care of business.
There you go.
Women, tender, loving care.
Okay, we didn't hear anything you said because you were in front of a mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Elvis and his guys. Yeah.
I love teasing him.
You know, I'm taking care of business in a flash. The ladies in his entourage, tender, loving care.
I love
it.
They
all got those gold pendants.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for this gift.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I got
Happy
a chocolate
birthday.
Cake from Pat over there. Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care sent me flowers. My favorite. How did you know, Matt? Tulips. Yellow tulips.
Just a lucky
my
guess.
My favorite. I'm not kidding. Those are my favorite flowers.
They're actually my favorite, too.
Oh. And it's been so nice in Chicago. My girlfriend sent me a picture yesterday of her crocuses. They just came up from the ground already. It's been so nice in Chicago, but today, not so much. It's kind of rainy and dreary.
Better than snow.
Stark contrast to how I'm feeling. Yeah, I know. It's not snowing. We got a big weekend coming up for the Dolly McCarthy Show. We are so proud to have 10-10 News Talk pulling out the show. And I guess I'm their morning gal. The show airs from 6 to 10 in the morning during the week, Monday through Friday. Yeah, they're going to replay my show over and over again. People are going to be sick of this show. You can't miss it. There's no excuses. But anyway, really happy to have you guys in celebrating 3 years and my birthday, of course. Girls, my girls are here. Girls, do you want to say anything? I feel like I'm hogging the mic. They're looking at me. Mom, no. No way.
Dolly's birthday. Sweet little 16.
Okay, well, Ronnie's got something. I hear that you got something, Ronnie. Let's play this.
Oh, yeah, this is for you. This is your birthday song.
All right, here we go.
Wise men say only fools rush in. For I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? For I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, Dolly, don't you know some things are meant to be? Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Dolly, don't you know some things are meant to be? Dolly, I love you so. Yeah, now, honey, Ron WCKG. Take my hand, take my whole life too. For I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, Dolly, well, I can't help falling in love with you.
Happy birthday, Dolly.
Thank you, Ronnie.
You're welcome, baby.
That was beautiful. Okay, I guess
I guess I'm going to just say we're looking at this delicious chocolate cake that Pat made for me. Can we just dig into it? But I guess we got to sing happy birthday first, right?
Sure.
I guess we have to do that before that. Absolutely. And then I'm going to cut it because I need to make a wish. Pat was about to cut that cake. Did you cut it already?
No.
I need to make a wish. You need all the wishes you can get when you're as old as me.
Oh, my God.
47 wishes I've made. Well, maybe 40. Because, you know,
were you little
when you're very little, you don't know what a wish is. All you know is you want that cake and you want it now. But, yeah, I wish I could tell you. I wish we had time so I can give you, with 47 years of advice, do we have an extra 47 minutes on this show? No, we don't. But I would just say, you know, I've been blessed with a lot of goodness in my life, a lot of good people, good friends, good family. There's been struggles, but through it all, I wouldn't change a thing because the struggles make you realize how good you really have it and what is really important in life, and that's family and friends and chocolate cake and good friend voices and singers and talent and people that show up. You guys all showed up. Thanks for that. And for all my friends and family that show up, be a part of my life. It's been amazing sharing it with you. So there I go. There's my 42nd bit of advice. Keep enjoying life. Keep rocking on. Taking care of business, right, Elvis?
You got it, baby.
And just, you know, when things life gets you down, eat pasta and chocolate cake and realize
right.
that, you know what, that will pass. And we're here for a short period of time, folks. So just enjoy it. Look at goodness in your life. That's what this show is about, the goodness, to remind us to look at goodness and focus on that. I truly believe that if you do that, you will be blessed with a happy, wonderful life. You know, okay, I don't know. This just came from my heart, you know.
God bless.
I should have wrote something out and thought about it a little bit more. But, you know, that's the life of a crazy, busy mom. Juggling her career, kids, and laundry. That's what the bio says, doesn't it? Okay, there we go. We'll stick to that. My daughter is over here trying to take some pictures. Say, get me taking a picture, cutting the cake. All right, so Robbie, will you lead us? And
yes.
Tony,
right,
and
come on, everybody.
Ronnie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dolly. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
It's like the three tenors in the house.
Where do you get that fountain of youth you have, honey?
You should talk, Ronnie B. Elvis. Okay, now let me make
That's a secret.
Thank you. I think it's the Italian genes in me, maybe. I don't know. So I'm going to cut the cake and make a wish. I'm going to make a wish. Here we go.
Okey-dokey.
I did it. Oh, Pat, this looks delicious. Now, what are all the jelly beans on top? I love that.
They are gem jelly beans because you are a gem.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
She ain't number one doll face for nothing. Love you, Pat. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Let's roll. Let's eat this cake. Let them eat cake. So, Tony, we got to hear some singing. Tony and Robbie, can you guys... Take turns.
Go ahead, Rob.
Don't fire the mic.
I'm done with my singing. Go ahead. My voice is a little gone. Go ahead, Rob.
Want me to play a full song?
Love it.
Go ahead,
right.
pal.
Robbie Gold, right here.
How when did this come to be?
no trace of responsibility. We think that we're teaching our kids love. Turn around and ship them off to the wall. I said, so spread the word, see more than mine. And baby, we'll get lucky and we can stop this violence going down around. We can stop this fighting going down around. We can stop this fight that's going down. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, yeah. We can ill afford the grief. Marching behind someone's near-roll belief. I think we should make tonight the eve of the day I took you and me and made us into we. Oh, I said, so spread the word, be more than mine. And baby, we'll get lucky and we can stop this war. I said, so spread the word, be more than mine. And baby, we'll get lucky. We can stop this fighting going down around. We can stop this fight from going down around. We can stop this fight from going down.
Woo! Yeah!
Thank you.
We all have goosebumps here. Oh my God, Robbie.
You guys enjoyed that.
Robbie Gold. What was the name of that song?
More Than Miles. I wrote that like 10 years ago.
What's that? Cool. What does that mean to you? What's that about?
It was
talking about my age. More than age.
No,
we're all more than our age.
I didn't mean mileage in that sense, but it was. I was at Indiana University, and George Bush just got elected, and I was feeling like a college kid and just wanted to do something kind of political. But now it's more like just about people getting along in general.
Getting along. Can't we all just get along?
That's
who
right,
said that?
Like
John it. Lennon.
I think he did. Give peace a chance. How about a guy like that who,
God,
someone tried to take him down after all the good he's done? You
right.
Know,
terrible.
Yeah. Wow, that was just incredible. So, Robbie, where are you going to be playing this weekend?
Tonight, actually, I'm at the Renaissance Hotel in Northbrook. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow night, I'm at Mother's 2 on Division Street.
There you go.
And Saturday, actually, just doing a private.
Mother's. That was like one of the first bars I ever snuck into.
That's
under.
Down in the basement, man.
Never a dull moment on Division Street. No.
No.
One of the rowdier.
Do you remember Division and Rush about 20, 30 years ago was really the place to be?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember
happy
when,
hour.
When we had Chili's up there all those years on Rush Street?
That was
Niagara Triangle.
Tony was over. You were over at Chili's forever. You were like
years,
the staple
yeah.
there. Every
yeah.
Was it every night you played
no,
there?
No, we were there three nights a week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesdays. And now we're at the joint, the new joint downtown on State, which is the old owners from Chili's. They own that place, so we're there on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights.
Oh, nice,
so that's
nice.
That's good, yeah.
What time can we get over there and see
you? You go there at 8 o'clock. We're there at the band there, and then we got this Friday I'll be at, I'll be at Zeal in Schaumburg, a great place in Schaumburg, and then Saturday we'll be at Coletti's on Central Avenue.
Hey, that's right in Miles Hood.
Yeah.
We'll be there. The hardest working man in show business.
Holy cow.
Right here,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You
since
need one
James
of these.
Brown, since James Brown left,
James Brown,
here you go. You got the hardest working man in show business right here.
Absolutely. Wow.
I had a charity event I wanted to mention.
Please
I
do.
I just remembered it. On June 2nd, we're doing the Anthony Rizzo Foundation's cook-off for cancer.
I saw that. Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs.
Yes. We're really excited. Because
Will we meet Anthony Rizzo
do,
there? Is
oh,
Anthony
yeah,
going to be there?
There's a VIP cocktail hour that we're playing during, I guess. And that's where the players serve food and drinks.
Wow.
So it should be pretty cool.
That should be really cool.
Tickets go on sale March 23rd or the 28th, one of those days.
Are they selling the VIP tickets? Is this one of those charities that you can get a VIP ticket, or do you have to be a VIP really to get it?
No, I think anyone can get tickets. I don't know how much they are.
Oh, that's so great. What is it for again?
It's for the Cook-Off for Cancer. It's just like
okay.
for their foundations. It's like their first big event of the season.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to sneak? Do they let you get to sneak peek at the Cubs, how they're doing? What are your predictions for this year?
Oh, they're gonna be better than last year, and they were awesome last year.
Let's hope so.
Last year
they'll be
the
better
best.
Than last.
Last year was the most exciting thing since like the Sosa.
How about it?
And all
oh
that
yeah.
They were just warming up, man.
You're right, Ronnie. You're Ronnie B. Elvis. Yes.
Bunch of young
they're
guys.
Just warming up, and they're young.
Crazy how young they are.
Yeah, but what a difference a year makes. We'll see what happens.
Oh yeah, they're gonna be great, and the stadium's gonna look a lot nicer.
Are you singing any at any games?
They kind of put that together pretty late.
Okay.
So I hope so.
Okay.
But
well,
I won't make any bold.
Will assumptions. You come back, Robbie Gold? I almost said Robbie B. Gold. Didn't I do this the last time on the show?
Robbie B. Gold.
I did this. I tried to combine you with Ronnie.
I was thinking about going into hip hop, so Robbie.
Oh my God. So Robbie, will you come back? I'm gonna have Wayne Messmer on.
He's a
dream. He's gonna come on, and this is how we started off last year. We had Michael Reiser from the Michael Reiser Band. He, I don't know if you remember, he wrote that "The Cubs Are Gonna Do It Again" song,
right,
which became really popular. He was in, and Wayne Messmer. And now this year, I want you to come in with Wayne, and we're gonna do it right. And this will be the year
we'll let him
the
do
Cubs
the singing that
win
episode.
The makes, World Series.
He's got the most powerful voice I've ever heard. He's like, you know, really belted.
Yeah, he's got an incredible voice.
Really great.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I took the kids to see a Chicago Wolves game, and Wayne sings the national anthem in all of those games, those home games anyway. And really, I'm not going to say the other guys. I love him, but Wayne gives me goosebumps because I grew up listening to him.
Right.
And to see what that man has gone through in his life.
Yeah.
Remember when he walked out of the Blackhawks game after singing the national anthem, he gets shot in the throat.
Right. Yeah.
And to come back like that, the comeback kid. It just is such a great example to all of us that, you know what, a man that has a gift of a voice getting shot in the throat and then he comes back singing, nothing can take you down.
Good Lord,
not even
too many people come back from that. You know,
no.
When, when Joey Lewis, this is going back, but he was a comic with the Sinatra guys back then, the mob cut his throat.
Yeah.
And he never came back. He just ended up being a comic instead of just a singer. But he had a great voice. But
Yeah.
What he's been through, God bless.
Yeah, you know, right.
Yeah.
So you got to come back.
Absolutely. Anytime.
In a couple weeks we have the Cubs kick off. What is this? Oh, here comes Ronnie. Ronnie's waving a teddy bear at me. Thank you. Is this my birthday present, too? Necklace, a teddy bear, a song.
There you go.
You in the house. Thank you so much. Little Elvis teddy. Well, Ronnie and I did a charity event a few months back, and didn't we collect over 300 teddy bears for Lurie Children's Hospital?
I believe it was 300, yeah.
We told everybody, we had this idea, okay, if we're going to do this charity event, let's tie it in with Elvis, everyone bring a teddy bear. So people brought brand new teddy bears, so we'll do that again. That was, oh, thank you, Ronnie.
That was fun.
I was sleeping
with
every night.
You're welcome, Dolly, baby. Hey, Dolly, can I punch excuse me.
You can punch anybody you want.
I'm
shaking
over. Push a great charity we're doing,
yes.
Too. The Buddy Foundation for Animals out of Arlington Heights.
There you go.
Always make sure we
four
get
legged
our time
friends.
For that.
Yes, indeed.
Let's help them out. Check that out.
When is that
Buddy
happening?
Foundation. That's going to be in July 15th. And just look up the website anyway. It's going to be a good cause for the Buddy Foundation for Animals, man.
And Tony, are you going to be performing? Yeah. Tony Ocean, you'll be performing
there?
I'll
be there, too, with my band, the Retro Rockets. So we're excited about that.
And did we already ask you where you're going to be this weekend?
Yes,
did I already ask you that?
Yeah,
okay.
You got
that. I saw Tony Ocean a few weeks back in Edison Park.
Moretti's, yeah.
Holy
yeah,
cow. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. The women out there. How do you handle this? The women out there are like, they just get all dialed up.
They love
Tony. They
want to
see Tony. They love him.
It's a great place to play.
If he's not doing Dino,
humble.
They're still going to see Tony O. Trust me.
Yeah. Well, it was a really good show.
Thank you.
Really, really good time. Pat. Yeah, thank you so much. This cake is delicious. Thank you for the cake.
Oh,
and
you're
the
welcome.
Pasta, that is incredible. You guys, there's plenty of pasta to go around. Have you guys tried the pasta?
I want to put some pasta on my cake.
Yeah?
it's such a jam-packed great day. I figured we'd go with the thing.
Anything goes today. Yeah,
it's so
you.
Funny because I'm watching all these wonderful, handsome men in here.
Listeners
and
snort. It's
they're so cool because they're eating just the ganache icing that's on the cake. The cake's very good. They're my kind of guys.
I didn't want to overcommit to the cake
just
yet.
This is so good.
Very good.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. It's a family show.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Censored.
And my friend Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care is here. He gets it, folks, right here. You have not, I think I've never met a more honest man and such a gentleman. And he keeps saying, Dolly, when are we going to dinner? I would love to go to dinner. I work till 8 o'clock at night, though. We're going to make it happen, Matt. Matt, you got to grab the mic, Matt. We can't hear you.
Even in the cold, you've been out to dinner. I'm downtown after work.
Yeah, well, late dinner. Yeah, we went to the Italian Village.
Oh, great place.
Great place.
Oh,
and
yeah. Been there for how many years?
A lot of years.
A lot of years.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, we had the brujol, right? Remember that? The brujol. Nobody makes brujol like my grandmother, sorry. But that was good. And now I make the best brujol. I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
I took over for her.
I'm thinking I'm having lots of like Sopranos flashbacks right now. All the time in the kitchen. Tony's like, sense to me. Now I'm like putting the food with the
no,
name.
No, Brazil, yeah. Well, Brazil also meant your mistress.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it could be.
I was going to say.
Yeah, right.
And who's bringing the ziti? Yeah. Who got the ziti?
Ziti?
Huh?
What about the ziti?
My mother made ziti last weekend. She said to everybody in the house, come on over for ziti. And you know what? When your mother, even if you're on a diet, you do not say, I'm on a diet when she makes the ziti.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, you know, in Italy, they eat the pasta every day, and it's so good. It's okay.
It's so good. It's so good. Wow. So you know what? You know what I like. My family did growing up. We went around the table and we talked about the birthday person, girl, boy. You know, I'm one of 14 kids, and we would say something nice about them. I'm not going to make you do that to me. But I loved how we all went around and every one of you just naturally was you thought about other people and how you can help other people, and including me. You thought about me. You came here, and you know that's one of the great things about this show is that we do focus on spreading the good word. My father used to say, hey, what's the good word? Every day, and I walked in the door from school, and I'd be like, geez, Dad, oh, my God. You know, it wasn't a good day. But, you know, that he taught me something that I carried me to this day, that, you know, it's we're not in a perfect world. Things are going to frustrate us, but we got to focus on the good. And that's what this show is all about, and I hope that it rubs off on my listeners and all of you that are here. So I really appreciate it. I really do. Amazing. So
you're so real, darling.
Okay.
You are.
You want to go around and say something nice about me? That's what my father used to make us all do.
I already did it. I already did.
I'm kidding. We have a premiere coming up. I'm in a movie. The premiere is coming up, and I have to do a plug for them. They asked me to plug this. It's the world premiere of the movie Precious Metal, starring Pauly Sorvino.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Matt Bichel and Fiona Dorff, and she's in it. She is an amazing woman. I would not be surprised if she was nominated for Best Actress. Her performance is just incredible in this movie. Matt Bichel, boy, I never pictured him as a bad guy. He is awful in this show. So real. And Pauly Sorvino, what can I say about
the guy? What
about
the pretty lady in the movie there? That's,
I'm just
a little bit of newscaster there. Come on.
Yeah.
At the police line. Hey, who
was
that?
I showed up. I was supposed to just stand there and hold a mic to Paul Sorvino's face, go, can you give us an update? And then they handed me a script. And they said, here, memorize this. And in 15 minutes, we're going to shoot your scene. What? That's Hollywood, baby.
Yeah,
and that's,
well.
You know.
He looked like a natural.
It was
yeah,
so
you did
funny.
It well. You did it well.
And the funny thing is, though, my shot in the movie is in the trailer. So everybody's already seen me. They don't even have to go see the movie. If you just wanted to see what I do in the movie, you
that's
just go
why
see
they
it.
Want to come in.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you were in the trailer.
So I'm in the trailer. So the world premiere is going to be Tuesday, March 22nd. You can go to... The website is preciousmetalpremiere.com, and you can purchase tickets, believe it or not. And a donation, I love this, will be given to Women at Risk International War Chest Boutique in support of the vital services they provide to create circles of protection and hope around at-risk women and children. So good stuff, folks. And maybe we'll see Paul Sorvino there. Yeah.
Great actor.
Yeah.
His daughter was very good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we haven't heard from her in
a long time. Yeah, right.
Wow.
She actually played Marilyn Monroe in a movie,
right?
She did? Oh, okay. Was that a John Kennedy movie? I think I remember that now.
It was a made-for-TV movie, right?
I think it was a made-for-TV. Wow. So, you know, I don't know what else to say, guys. I just really can't thank you enough for being here. And can we do some more music? Roddy, do you want to sing something? Who else wants to sing?
Well,
you can sing whatever you want. I just, and Robbie can sing, or, you know, I know... Tony, if you want to sing, it's open to you. But
I'm a little hoarse, but that's
Tony,
why I bought you the new CD.
Tony's been performing. Well, you were out last night till 1 a.m. singing, so
yeah,
we got to give the guy a poor break in the morning. Thank you, Tony, for just showing up.
No problem.
And I got your new CD?
Yeah,
yes.
It's my newest one. This is my seventh one on Nation Records. It's called Me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Thank you for the CD.
No
can
problem.
They get the music on, all of you, can we get them on, can
we get
them on
you
iTunes?
Get them on iTunes or get them online, tonyocean.net, and get everything on there. And that's the new one. Also, the videos on YouTube, too, as well, for me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good.
And you can drink some wine at the same time.
I love it. He brought me some red wine,
watch
too.
Watch the promo, and then it goes on and on.
Right from the basement.
I love it. I can't wait to hear it. Break it open with the wine, for sure. Do it. Yeah.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting, I'm wild as a bug. I'm in love, yeah, I'm all shook up.
Uh-huh.
See, yeah,
Hey. Well, it's Dolly's birthday again, you see. I got to tell you, well, she's destined for TV. Yeah, this girl of ours, Chicago's own Dolly McCarthy. She's a real rockin' star. Yeah, thank you.
I love
thank
it.
You very much.
Thank you, Ronnie. Destined for TV. We'll see what happens. We'll see, but this is good. This is good for me. Do you know we're streaming live, too? I forgot to tell y'all.
Oh, really?
Y'all,
that's cool.
We're streaming live here so people can actually watch this. I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show. If you go to WCKG's YouTube page, you can watch it there, I guess, or see it there.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know where the camera's
at.
Is that funny?
Yeah, the camera.
Don't scratch your butt. Don't pick your nose.
I think the cameras are in the microphone.
Because now radio has come to the airwaves, the TV. What do they call it? Streamlines, whatever they call it.
Streaming.
We can see. Yes, Beth.
We got Happy St. Joseph's Day coming up for our Italian friends. You got Happy St. Patrick's Day for the Irish friends, right?
So much going on this month.
This month.
You don't have to raise your hand, Pat, to talk. Just grab that mic.
Well, I don't know. Ronnie here, he might hit me. I got my money. Hit me with a cigar. But I just want to give a shout-out that this Sunday I will be at the Toadstool Pool for the North Side Irish Parade, which kicks off at 12 o'clock right in downtown Highwood, and it lasts for all about 5 minutes.
You should run for mayor of Highwood. I'm telling you. We know you're the garlic queen. Maybe you can't top that.
I love Highwood. You know, the way you love Naperville, I love Highwood. You know, Chicago's deep in my heart, but my home is Highwood, and I have such a good time in. You can't meet a better group of people.
Yeah. I love that pumpkin festival every year. No, I'm my second home, you know, my second hometown is Naperville, but I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. Chicago proper, not in what suburb, Dolly. I'm in Chicago. Proud to say. Roscoe and Malvina, actually. Yeah. Tomorrow night, we're going to St. Ferdinand, back the old neighborhood, having a fish fry, St. Joseph's table.
Very cool. Yeah. Put it up old school.
We're doing it up old school, exactly. Then we've got the Northwest Side Parade on Sunday, and all of our gang is meeting up there. And Saturday we're doing a pub crawl. I mean, too, it's all about nonstop fun, and especially when it comes to my Ferd's friends, Ferd's Mother Garen, St. Pat's, Holy Cross, all those guys. You know, it's kind of funny after you graduate, you don't want to see those people for at least 10, 15 years. We can't get enough of each other now. That's the beautiful. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. With Facebook stuff, you start seeing friends that you haven't seen in a long time. I never got to get back to any of my reunions, so it's nice to meet up with old friends.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you guys are just awesome people. Thank you again for coming in to the show and being a part of the 3-year anniversary of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And my birthday, you know, what better way to kick off your birthday than here surrounded by beautiful, amazing, talented human beings. Robbie Gold, you know, I'm your biggest fan. Awesome. I love Robbie Gold.
Super.
And
thank you very much.
You can see him performing at Wrigley and this weekend. Check out RobbieGold.com, right?
RobbieGoldMusic.com.
RobbieGoldMusic.
But if you type in RobbieGold.com,
you come up.
No,
you are the football player.
Like, maybe if you do, like, you Google, it'll come up with something else.
Not Robbie Gold, the football player. Robbie Golden Museum.
That's okay. You could check him out, too. He's actually pretty good.
And one of my favorite people on the planet Earth, who's got the biggest heart, Matt Weber here from Clark's Car Care. Go check out his man cave. It's a lady cave, too. Ladies, you can escape in there. Go check out Clark's Car Care. Matt, you got to come back on. We're going to talk shop next time. Okay?
You're on for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Matt, for coming and supporting the show. And Tony Ocean, love his voice.
Thank
I want to sing.
Much.
I was hoping to sing a duet today with him, but I didn't prepare. We gotta think of some duet.
Absolutely. So you could in the car sing a duet with him.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. I'll sing with
without your bottle.
Last time it was he did a Dean Martin and you did the Doris Day part or something.
No, it was
Sarah J. Blount. I don't know.
I forgot who did it originally, but it was Dean Martin. Baby, It's Cold Outside. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you
that was a good
money,
job.
Man.
Nobody sings it like me and Tony Ocean. No way.
I recorded it. You can do anything that you want to do, but lay off of Dolly's blue suede shoes.
Oh, I got my blue suede shoes today in honor of Elvis. Thank you, Ronnie B. Elvis, for all my gifts, too, everybody. Did you have anything? You're looking at me like you're going to say something. Go ahead before
I'm
shut
fine.
Everybody off. We're getting close to the end of the show. I don't want it to end. It's been a great time.
I'm good.
It's been a great time.
Here.
What's it? We can still party. You guys could stay as long as you want, as long as CKG will keep you in here.
We got that wine ready.
Okay.
There you
should
go.
I got some
Jack
song?
Daniels in the car.
How about that?
All right.
We leave you now. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for 3 great years on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah,
thanks, everybody.
Happy
Antonio,
anniversary. Happy birthday.
Robbie Gold. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Keep listening, please. Keep listening. And we're going to be on more networks coming to a radio station near you. And before I go, I want to remind everybody, I always do this at the end of the show. We end it on a good note. Stay positive and good. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And we leave you now with Robbie Beagle.
I'm going to do something upbeat and dancey.
Yay! Okay, here we go.
Do I see? Got the sheet on the floor, but nothing to me. And I can't take it no more. It's 100 degrees. Got 1 foot out the door, but with my keys, yeah. Cause I got a lead, yeah. In the back of the gas. I dipped a try ahead of time. Give me the bag. I got your body on my mind. I want it back. Just the thought of you gets me so high. All right, so high. All right, everybody, here we go. Girl, you're the one.
I want
you want me. And if you want, then girl, you got me. Nothing I wouldn't do. Get them next to you, girl. You're the one I want. You want me. Oh, and girl, you know, and if it's so, you got me. Nothing I know, like I wouldn't do now. Just get them next to you. Get them next to you. And just the thought of you, it gets me so high, yeah.
So high,
yeah, no. Just the thought of you, ooh, it gets me so high. Oh, I'm like, so high, yeah. Girl, I would do anything. Everything and anything, yeah. Girl, you know, nothing I wouldn't do. Get them next to you.
Woo!
Yeah. Thank you.
One of yours?
Oh, no, that's Jason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.